have ignition sequence start. The engines are on. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversation with church leaders about social media, web trends, and everything and anything else our hosts want to talk about. Nils Smith is the innovation pastor at Community Bible Church in San Antonio, Texas, loves the Spurs, and walking the streets of New York with his family. Jay Cranda is the online campus pastor at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California, loves the Lakers, anything golf, and once could do a heel flip. To engage with the show, use the hashtag SMCPodcast. Let's join the show.
Welcome to this short, very quick episode of the Social Media Church Podcast. I'm with Nils Smith. Nils, thank you for checking out. We just wanted to record something because there's so much news.
Yeah. It's Apple TV Day.
I know.
Let's call it day before Halloween is Apple TV Day.
I'm a little confused this week because, you know, you got NBA's back, you got a World Series. There's so much momentum, but, you know, with Apple TV, so if you don't know, Apple TV, the orders are going in and there's all this buzz. What are you hearing, Nils, right now?
Yeah, so I ordered my Apple TV on Monday, the first day you could order it. It's supposed to be here 3 to 5 business days. So today is like 4 business days, I think. I'm hoping it's going to be here today. So I've checked my mail 3 times today to see if it's here. I can't wait. But, you know, I think there's so many interesting things about the Apple TV. I think it's all about the apps. Tim Cook said it. The future of TV is apps. But the big question, Jay, that I think a lot of people are asking me is what's really different? Like, there's Roku, there's Google Chromecast, there's Amazon Fire TV. What's different about the Apple TV that's going to set it apart and really makes this a big day? And not because Apple TV, honestly, Apple TV already existed. This is a new Apple TV in a more expensive Apple TV. What's the big deal?
Yeah, and you know, selfishly, we've been teasing our listeners that we're going to do something on Apple TV. So at the end of this, we're gonna talk about that. So we're going to get to that very shortly.
Special big announcement.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So I think the big thing is, and we're going to put some links in the show notes with some articles that are buzzing around. People, you know, with anything Apple do, obviously there's going to be this momentum. Everyone's going to be talking about it. But as it gets into the hands of people, and hasn't gotten in the hands of me yet, and you're going to be getting it here very soon. But the big thing that I'm noticing, that I'm reading, that I'm seeing as people are using it is the App Store, as Tim Cook said, as you just said. And one of the articles said pretty much that channels are dead and the future is apps. For the TV. So the idea is we're starting this transition that the cable box will become less and less relevant. And with Apple TV, the apps give the power to have really that instead of having to pay and build, you know, as DirecTV or, you know, whoever it is, Dish, that instead of having to have this box that's sitting there, that you can have a custom experience. And I think that's been the biggest limitation with Roku, with Amazon Fire TV, with whatever it is essentially what they've made is a template kind of media, you know, channel feeder. Is that it's not very dynamic. And what we know with the App Store, with iOS, is that the apps on your iPhone are only as big as you can dream. And you can do whatever you want, and they're only making it more and more robust. And having that type of kind of mentality to the Apple TV makes it now we can really take back. And that's what I see, is that I see like people are going to be dreaming, and we all have Roku apps, at least, you know, our churches do, but they're not dynamic. They're just very basic. It's great in the sense of what it provides, but it doesn't provide the type of experience maybe you'd want. So I see that's the true power. What are you noticing?
Yeah. So I think you're exactly right. They're not dynamic, and they're not dynamic because the hardware doesn't allow them to be dynamic. They're so limited in what their capabilities are. And I think this is the big deal about it being more expensive is you saw Roku get cheaper with the little stick. You saw Amazon get cheaper with the little stick. Chrome came out with like $30 and a little stick. Yeah. And they did good. You know, they kind of made a dent in the space. But they were so limited by their size and price because they didn't allow for dynamic content, and that's what a more expensive device allows. And I think really the way to see it is not as, I think Apple TV might even be the wrong name, because what's happening is our TV is now a computer monitor, and that Apple TV box is a computer that's connected to our TV, which is really a computer monitor. So just as our phones are our computers in our pocket and interacting on the go, our TV is now what we settle into, but the dynamic content that can be created, and even from a social experience, there are so many possibilities now. And so as church leaders, we have some really unique opportunities to engage really unique content beyond just what we're doing with Roku and Amazon TV right now. I saw an email from YouVersion that YouVersion will have an app on the store. That's going to be the first app I download. I can't wait to see what they did.
It was training. It was number one. One of the guys on the YouVersion team uploaded it. It was like training number one. Now, obviously, I don't know how that happened because it was just the initial, but like it was number one. It had beat out all these things. So like, you know, did you also see the thing about Roku, like announced their number four, like Roku?
I saw it, but I ignored it quickly because it's kind of like, that's cute. Yeah. That's cute.
It wasn't great reviews. You know, I have a Roku and I actually really like it, but you know, essentially all these apps, see, this is the thing, is essentially all these media devices, TV connected devices, are people mostly use them right now for Netflix, Hulu, you know, Amazon Prime, you know, which is really just replicates everything on Netflix, you know, whatever. They just buy secondary rights. But it's like my Roku becomes less and less relevant because I have an Xbox One. So I just use Netflix on my Xbox One because of TV connectivity. And I think Xbox One does some really cool things with the way TV and the device integrate. But essentially what is going to happen here with Apple TV, with the development kind of SDK kit, whatever, is that you're going to have a less fragmented online, you know, app market, because everybody's going to want to develop for Apple TV. And that means Roku's going to benefit. That means Amazon Fire is going to benefit. But just like everybody starts with Apple and then they kind of branch out. And this is what we're going to see, is that we're going to see the powerhouses, the media providers wanting to get more and more, not just TV people, but it's going to broaden out. And I'm just so pumped. I'm pumped.
Yeah, I can't wait. I will promise this. When I get my box, I'm going to live Periscope the unboxing and setting up, so you guys can look forward to that. It's going to be a blast. I've been like checking for 2 days. I've been checking my mail all day. I can't wait to get my Apple TV. Jay, we've got an announcement. We've been eager to share with everybody. You want to share what it is?
Yes. So we've been talking about this for a while. If you were on our email list, you got an email. So just make sure you go to socialmedia.church to get up-to-date information. Sign up for our email list. We give you some incentives. We actually give you away some free stuff from our book. So go to socialmedia.church to get our email list. But what we announced to our people on our email list, now we're announcing to everybody, is that we are partnering with two other friends that are just powerhouses. And we are going to provide an inexpensive way to get on Apple TV. So that's what we want, is that Nils and I have walked down this, that it could cost anywhere from $10,000, $20,000 to get on a TV device. That is ridiculous. There's no reason to do that. And so we are going to be providing a way for you to get on Apple TV. And so if you want to get the inside scoop on this, go to tvapp.church, tvapp.church. And if you sign up right now, you're going to be entered into a chance to win an Apple TV yourself.
Yeah, and we're not giving away the old $70 Apple TV. This is the new $200 Apple TV that you'll be, you know, in a drawing to win.
So if you just want to get an Apple TV, if you want a chance to do that, go to Apple tvapp.church, tvapp.church, and you will enter in chance. And we're going to start sharing more and more. And our hope is in the next couple of weeks, we're going to share more and more info on what that logistically looks like. But to get the inside scoop of all that, and for a chance to win an Apple TV, the brand new Apple TV. I don't even have an Apple TV. I need to go out and get an Apple. I haven't pre-ordered mine yet.
So I'm disappointed in you.
I know. I apologize. Yeah.
All right. You get on that, and they'll get on signing up for the email list. You'll be the first to know. We'll then have kind of a waiting list of who gets. You'll be the first to then sign up to actually get your Apple TV app. So you'll want to get on the email list. We're not spammers. We're not going to add you to a bunch of other lists. It will be just that list to give you up-to-date information about the Apple TV apps that we'll be providing churches. And we're so excited about this. This is a personal passion of ours. And we've been watching this trend for a while, and we just put our heads together, brought together the best people we know, and really think we're going to you know, just provide a great service to a lot of churches, and excited to, for you guys to see what we're starting to see. And we're going to be transparent through the whole process. So once we see stuff, it's going to go out to folks in our email list. We're going to give you sneak peeks and information and everything you need to know. So go to tvapp.church. I know we've said that a lot, but go sign up. And if nothing else, you'll be in a drawing to win an Apple TV.
Yeah, sweet. So tvapp.church. And thanks for listening to this short, very quick episode of the socialmedia.church podcast. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church podcast. To learn more about the hosts, the show, or suggest a future topic, check out socialmedia.church. If you liked what you heard, then take a couple minutes to leave a review on iTunes. Every review helps. Lastly, share the podcast with a friend and use the hashtag SMC Podcast to engage with the hosts. Thanks again for listening.